Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo this winter. If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to catch up in a snowy cabin. Take a week-long vacation and save over $200. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate the craziness of life. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and today we're tackling something that plagues almost all of us at some point. Procrastination. Ever feel like that deadline is looming like a hungry T-Rex, and yet all you can muster up is the motivation to binge-watch another season of, well, whatever it is you binge-watch? We've all been there. But listen up, because today we're going to turn procrastination from your worst enemy into a stepping stone towards success. Now, stoicism isn't about becoming some emotionless robot. It's about finding that inner strength and clarity to make decisions and take action even when you don't feel like it. Procrastination thrives on our desire for instant gratification, right? We want the dopamine hit of scrolling through social media, but the actual work, well, that feels like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. But here's the thing. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, which is our actions, and let go of the things we can't. So, instead of agonizing over whether you should start that project, just take a tiny step forward. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer procrastination. 1. Reframe your mindset. Think of it this way. Procrastination isn't about laziness, it's often fear in disguise. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, even fear of success. So acknowledge those fears. They're there for a reason, but don't let them paralyze you. Instead, use them as fuel to push yourself further. Remember that famous quote, "The only limit to our realization of tomorrow will be our doubts of today." Powerful stuff, right? 2. Break it down. Ever try tackling a huge project all at once? You're likely to get overwhelmed and, you guessed it, procrastinate. The key is to break it down into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it like baking a cake. You wouldn't just throw all the ingredients in a bowl and hope for the best, would you? No. You follow the recipe step by step. Same with your projects. Outline the steps, set mini deadlines for each chunk, and celebrate those small victories along the way. It's like level grinding in a video game. Every completed task gets you closer to the ultimate goal. 3. Create a routine. Think of routines like mental scaffolding. They provide structure and predictability, which can be incredibly helpful when battling procrastination. Set specific times for work, breaks, and even fun activities. Stick to that schedule as much as possible. It's like training your brain to get into work mode at certain times. Though, eliminate distractions. This one is crucial. Social media, emails, notifications, they're all waiting to suck you in like a black hole. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb, close unnecessary tabs, and find a quiet workspace where you can focus. Maybe even invest in some noise-canceling headphones if that helps. It's about creating an environment conducive to getting things done. 5. Reward yourself. You deserve it. When you accomplish a task, no matter how small, celebrate your success. Take a break, listen to your favorite song, grab a treat, whatever motivates you. Positive reinforcement is a powerful tool for breaking procrastination habits and building momentum. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's been putting off writing that important report for weeks. She keeps telling herself she'll start tomorrow, but tomorrow never seems to come. Sound familiar? She knows she needs to get it done, but the thought of facing that blank page is daunting. Instead of giving in to procrastination, Sarah decides to try a few things from our list. She breaks down the report into smaller sections, sets mini deadlines for each part, and even creates a dedicated playlist with upbeat music to keep her energized. She rewards herself with a walk outside after completing each section, and before she knows it, the daunting project is finished. Sarah learned that by taking small steps, breaking it down, and rewarding herself along the way, procrastination no longer had control over her. So remember, folks, you've got this. Stoicism isn't about being perfect, it's about making consistent progress. Every time you choose action over procrastination, you're building resilience and taking a step closer to your goals. Don't let fear hold you back. Embrace the challenge, celebrate your wins, and remember, calm amidst the chaos is always within reach. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little push in the right direction.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.